It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7, there is a story about a man who was born blind. This story is very big. You have to read it in the St. John chapter 9, whole chapter, and you'll get the whole story. I do not have time to read the whole story, but I just want to tell you what Jesus Christ did for this man. Jesus Christ and his disciples were passing by, and they saw a blind man sitting, and his disciples asked him a question. They said, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Now Jesus Christ gave simple answer. Jesus answered, "Neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Actually, if you see, all the sickness and disease started when Adam committed sin. Before Adam committed sin, he was healthy. There was no sickness and no disease. But because of Adamic sin, we have sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, and death. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus Christ came to take away our sin, sickness, disease, and pain. Isaiah 53, if you read, it says he took our sorrow, sickness, pain, disease on the cross, and with his stripes we are healed. But Jesus did not tell his disciples, because of Adam's sin, this man is suffering. He just simply said, this just happened to him, so the works of God should be manifested in him. That means we are going to see the glory of God and the power of God and the work of God in his life right now. And then Jesus Christ says, "I must work the works of him that he sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work." What Jesus Christ is saying, I have come to do the work of God, or the works of God. And there will be time coming, the night coming. What night he is trying to say? The day will come when the church will be gone, and the Antichrist or the devil will be ruling in this world. At that time, it will be difficult for the believers to do the works of God. So this is the time for the believers to work for Jesus Christ. And the time is very short. Jesus Christ said, you should pray to the Father that he should send many workers, because the fields are ripe today. So here we see Jesus Christ, when he said these things, he spat on the ground and made the clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and he washed and came seeing. Here we see again, Jesus Christ used his spit to touch this man's eyes. We read in Mark chapter 8 also, Jesus used the spit to heal that blind man. And we see one more time in the book of Mark chapter 7 also, Jesus used the spit to heal the dumb man. Jesus Christ is a creator. He created man and he created everything. If you want to know, please read St. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 and Colossians chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 1. You would know Jesus Christ is a creator. God sent his son Jesus Christ to heal the sick, raise the dead, and do signs and wonders and miracles in front of his disciples so they could have the same faith and do the same thing. That's why when Jesus Christ was going to heaven, he said to his disciples, John chapter 14 verse 12, he said, I'm going to go to my Father. Whatever the works I did, you will do also. And you will do greater works than this. And today, his disciples, his servants are doing the same thing or even greater things what Jesus Christ did, or that promise he gave to his disciple. That promise is true. Jesus says, I am the truth. Jesus never lied. So you believe that Jesus Christ said you can do the same thing? You will. One day, I was passing by, just like Jesus and his disciples were passing by. And I saw a man blind sitting on the street and begging. When I was passing by, the Spirit of God told me to pray for this blind man. I prayed for the blind people before. I had faith if I pray for this blind man, he will be healed. So I stood there. And the blind man heard my steps. And he said, son, whatever you have, put it in this jar. I said to him, silver and gold, I don't have it. And I cannot put it in the jar. But I have something that I would like to give it to you. He said, what do you have? I said, I was blind and now I see. Because Jesus Christ healed me. It's a long story. I cannot tell you within few minutes. If you want to know how God healed me, you have to listen to my testimony. But I do not have time. I just said to this man, I was blind and now I see. And Jesus healed me. He said, I am Muslim. I do not believe Jesus Christ as the Son of God or God. I believe him as the prophet. I said, if Jesus Christ heals you right now, will you believe him, the Son of God or God? He said, I will do it if he heals me. I said, I will give you a chance. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it. And once you're ready, give me a signal that I should pray for you. Raise your hands. I waited there, and suddenly he raised his both hands. I put my both thumbs on his eyes, and I rebuked that blindness in the name of Jesus. And I said to him, be healed in Jesus' name, and open your eyes and see. He opened his eyes and started jumping and saying, I can see the cars. I can see the people. And I stood there and I said, if I tell this story to someone, they are not going to believe. And there was a man standing 10 feet away from me. He came running towards me. He said, I was Hindu and I became Christian. I started reading the Bible and I read so many miracles, but I never saw one with my own eyes. Today I was able to see the miracle because I see this blind man every day. But today I saw how Jesus healed this man. If you want to believe for your healing, pray with me. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me now and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you believed, let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listener. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and let them know Jesus Christ is a miracle-working God, and he is alive today. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.